Yeah. Welcome to Punk News Podcast. This is number 630. I'm not exactly sure what number this is, so no, it's just gonna happen. So me, Sammy's B here. Might not be caffeinated enough for tonight, but we'll see how this rolls. And I have more here. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. John G will not be hanging out with us tonight because apparently M took the hovercraft to Puna this weekend and it came back busted. So M, you need to explain to us what happened to the hovercraft. And then two, John's actually in the midst of trying to fix it, so we'll see. I don't know. I'm not sure if John is very handy with wrenches and screwdrivers, because I think you reported that something fell out of it as you were using it.
Yeah, it got doused in gravy and cheese curds, and then I tried to clean it off, and I think I did a good job, but then I was backing out and hit something. I don't know what I hit, but I heard a clunk, so I know something fell out. I hope it wasn't anything important.
You know what? It might just be, like, an entire bag of Punk News, like, pins that no one wants. So, it might be that, or, you know, whatever merch that we may or may not have left over for whatever festivals that we do. But, yeah, no. So, you went to Pooza this past weekend or something? Yeah. How was it?
Oh, my gosh. It was insane. It was wild. It was so cool. This was... like, this is my first music festival.
Oh my god.
I know, I said that to somebody at the festival and they're like, oh, they're not all like this. They're not all this packed.
Oh my god. Okay.
So funny.
So, I've told you this a million times, how much I've loved Pooza and love going, and it's really sad that I didn't go this year because I would have met you in real life. Because, you know, we're just online friends, apparently, and podcasting friends, because that's how the world works now. Yes. But yeah, Pooza is very special. It is a little chaotic, but I would have to say Fest might actually take the chaos. So if you ever
really
in Florida, you might go insane.
I'm glad that wasn't my first one, and this one was. So then I can kind of like get an idea of what's going on. But oh my god, like so much happens in a day. It is amazing. Like, there are so many bands playing, and I saw so many like awesome bands, and I'll get more into that. But like, I missed so many,
yes,
too, because it was like, oh, shoot, I can't get to you in time, or, like, I need to eat, or, like, whatever. I also didn't know that the venues have food.
Yes.
Until, yeah, I got there, and I was like, oh, I could have just eaten here instead of, like, throwing down a burger in, like, 10 minutes. But it was good. It was delicious. But, like, you know what I mean? So it was amazing. Yeah, like, the Friday, I got up really, really early because I had to catch a train, and via trains, when they say they leave at a certain time, like, we got on the train, and then it pulled out. Like, we hadn't even sat down yet.
Yep.
It was so fast, but it was great getting up there, and Montreal is just beautiful. Like, going up, you see all the lakes, and all the scenery, and that is, again, gorgeous, and get to the city, and this was kind of funny because, like, I'm used to going into Toronto, and when I go into Toronto, I have a certain demeanor, I guess. Like, you switch into a mode when you're in a city, especially, like, I'm from a very rural area, so, you know, I have to kind of switch her up a bit, and, like, my...
You mean chaos mode?
Chaos mode, yes. Extreme chaos mode. Like, do not talk to me. Like, I'm walking with purpose. I'm moving really quick. You know, like, I'm putting out these, like, angry vibes where it's like, oh, yeah, you have a problem, so do I. You know? So anyway, we get off the train in Montreal, and I'm like switching into that, and I'm just like booking it to the place we're staying, and like rolling the suitcase, and you know, like all this. Everyone around me are just walking like they don't have a care in the world.
Yep.
They're just hanging out. They don't care. Yep. They're gonna get wherever they get when they get there, uh-huh. And that's how it's gonna be. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I need to calm down.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it's insane because, you know, like, I'm from New York, right? And Montreal just, like, that entire, like, province, like, Quebec is just, like, so, like, European mm-hmm. in the way that they do everything. And, like, if you ever get to Europe, they're just so lax about things. It's like, my husband and I went to, like, Paris, like, once.
Yeah.
And we went to go get dessert at a place, and I'm, like, sitting there, and, you know, I'm eating my desserts, and the guy just comes in and goes, would you like more chocolate mousse? And I'm like, is this unlimited? Like, you know, the savage American that I am.
Yes.
And I'm like, sure. So I'm like eating more because, you know, I'm reckless when I'm on vacation. And no one is bugging me, giving me the check. They're all just like, yeah, stay as long as you want. I'm like, what?
That's Oh my God, that's amazing.
Which is very like Montreal like.
Yeah.
Like I get that same vibe there. They're not like, get out. unless you do go to the poutine place by all of the venues on St. Catherine, they're a little bit more of the get out type of people, or
yeah.
Speak to me in French type of people, but that's okay.
Yeah, we passed that place a couple times and just like didn't have time to stop because every time it was like busy. It was like, oh no, you know, like have to find somewhere else and whatever, but like the food looked very good, and just everything like food wise was absolutely just beyond delicious. Had pizza like two nights in a row, and like the cheese was like actual cheese, you know what I mean?
wait, hold on. Explain to me what actual cheese is. Like, do they not have cheese in Toronto? Like, explain this.
Well, you've been to Canada. Have you ever experienced pizza?
Okay. Okay, we're going to have to take this conversation off of the podcast about me being a pizza snob. But you have to also understand I'm from New York. So,
yes.
Okay.
You have a like a more standard. Knowledge. Yes,
no,
you have
no,
a standard.
I have a standard. Yeah, there's gonna be like a trending meme. Sammy B's pizza snob now. Great.
That's what we need to do, an episode where it's just you ranking pizzas.
Oh yeah.
I would be so into that. That'd be awesome.
You know, and you know what? I should do this with touring bands.
Yes.
Like, ask them, like, you know, have you been around the States or whatever? Because there is, like, there's New York pizza. There's also Detroit. There's Chicago. There's a lot of different, also New Haven. Like, New Haven, like, you know, up this way.
Oh, sure.
They're, like, really, really into clam pies. And I really like clam pies. So, I guess the question is, should seafood be on a pie? But whatever. Anyways, yeah, no. We'll brainstorm about pizza reviews with bands later.
Yes. That would be so fun, though. But Pizza Pizza is a Canadian institution. I don't think it exists outside of Canada, and it's a pizza chain. And if you live in a small town, you probably have one close by because, of course, you do. And if you live in a city, you probably have like 15 close by because, again, of course you do. I'm not running this down because I've had some great pizza. It's awesome. But the cheese is always questionable. And there's not a whole ton of it. So got pizza in like Montreal, and like the cheese is like, you know, doing that pull thing, and it's like nice and like has that cheese grease, you know, and that like chew and that taste and everything. I'm like, oh my God, holy shit, this is real cheese, man, you know. And I was just like, I was just in heaven. Like the sauce was so good, like the crust was so good, and pepperonis, and they were so good, and it's just like, you know, blissed out.
You're like, pizza grease is my friend.
Exactly. Yeah, this is how I'm washing my face this weekend. Like, not actually, but oh my God, it was delicious. It was so good. I wasn't able to get poutine, which I'm really mad about, because it was like, again, every time I went to get it, like places were either too busy or there was one place that didn't accept cash. And like all this kind of stuff. So I was like, no. And the place that I wanted to go was like a 30-minute walk away. And when I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to do this, I had blisters on my feet so bad that I could barely walk. It was kind of like I go to the shows and the music will carry me through my pain, but I can't walk, like, you know. I need to like kind of let them hang out. I just to preface that, I have like six-year-old, 7-year-old Converse.
Oh,
so that girl would explain it.
No. Oh boy. And I should have prepped you better. Why didn't I prep you better?
I thought they were going to be fine because they're like the most comfortable shoes in the world. You know? Like, they're so nice. They're so good. And then I was just like, why have you betrayed me?
Uh-huh. So I went to my first fest.
Yes.
Wearing Keds.
Oh my God.
Let's just say, and whenever I go to, I've only gone to fest twice. And whenever I go to fest, eating is not a thing. Ever.
Yeah.
It's pretty much hydration in one meal, when I can. Mm-hmm. But anyways, yeah, no, I think I learned really quickly after that fest, never again to wear anything with no arch support and to always buy insoles for your shoes. Even if you think they're comfortable, they're not. And like I went to my first fest like in my 20s, so like, you know, yeah, I'm way older now, and I still live by these rules I've set for myself for festivals.
No, that's really smart. Because I was like, oh, they stay on my feet, you know, whatever. But I definitely need to get a new pair of shoes. But yeah, like getting there and getting to the Pooza HQ to like sign in, everyone was incredibly nice. Everyone mm-hmm. was super. I got my pass, no problem, and my wristband and all that. And yeah, it was awesome. Again, like I did end up missing a couple bands because at that point it was like, you know, been on the road for or been on the train, been traveling, anyway, been in transit for, like, quite a few hours, and it was like, I need food, so that was the first night of the glorious pizza. it was so good, and, so I ended up missing, Mall Crimes, but I met them the next day at, like the merch mall, and they're the nicest people ever. They're super cool. And they're like, oh yeah, we almost missed our set because our van broke down. So like they ran on like last minute and stuff. And it was like, oh my God, like, you know, that's amazing that you even got here and stuff. So they're super folks, and, you know, definitely check them out. So, yeah, first night had the pizza, and, I was like, okay, like gonna go to shows. So went to Turbo House, which that is a great venue. It's yep. so cool. I love it. It gets a little warm, but it's nice. I really like the vibe. So found there and walked in when Call Me Rita were playing, and I'd never heard of this band before. So I was like, oh, cool. Because, like, you know, I want to see bands I've never heard of. I want to, you know, do all that kind of stuff. And they were really cool. So it was two people, and one was playing acoustic guitar. And the way that the sound was mixed, like, it was an acoustic guitar, but it sounded very heavy, you know, like, if that makes sense. So, like, it just sounded really, really cool. And then the singer was doing, like, this really, really awesome, like, intense, like, spoken word, like, poetry sort of, and, like, delivery and everything. And they were so good. So that was really cool. And, you know, they had a break to switch out for, like, the next band. And during that time, I caught up with Casey and Corey of Tarantula Tapes. And again, they're awesome folks. And, you know, like, talked a bit and met Earl Rivern, who's also, like, a really cool artist and everything. Then the next band came on, which was Postage. And the crowd got, like, just swelled. Like, the band came on, and it was, like, through all the doors and through all the windows, there were people just, like, coming in. And it got packed. Oh, my God. It was so packed. And it was great. Like, they put on a really good show. They were super energetic. And it was a lot of fun watching them and listening to them. And they sounded great. Again, like, the sound person at the at Turbo House is a magician. They're so good. so, you know, like, Poster got off. And I think at that point I went over and I bought some, like, Heavy Petter merch and stuff. And that was really cool. Then they had the next band came on. They're called Mistake Not, and they're out of Toronto. And I was like, oh, that's cool. I haven't heard of these guys either before. Like, I'm excited to hear what they sound like and everything. So they were so good. They're like, cracking jokes between songs. They're dancing, they're having fun. Like, they're incredibly energetic. The songs are amazing. I think they only have one song out on Bandcamp, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been around for a really long time, and they're absolutely superb. Like, all of the bands and all of the artists that I saw over the course of the weekend were amazing, and these guys were one of, like, the biggest surprises, because it's like, never heard of you, didn't know what to expect, and again, like, blew me away. They were super cool. And then after, you know, that time that everything changed over, Heavy Petter came on, and Heavy Petter they're out of Barrie, and it's Casey and Corey's band, and they're killer. They do like, just amazing punk rock, and it's back to back to back to back to back. Like, you have no rest, and you don't want to have any rest. Like, you just want more, like, songs and more, like, everything. So they were absolutely stellar. Couldn't say enough about them. And then after they went on, it was like, well, there were a couple bands at another venue that I wanted to go see. So I was like, okay, you know, let's go, kind of thing. And went out and got lost because Google Maps is dumb. do not trust Google Maps. Google Maps is terrible, and I don't understand why. But
wait, hold on. Where were you trying to go?
I was trying to go to Cafe Cleopatra.
Oh, that place.
yeah, they were doing, like, a ska thing, like, Flying Raccoon Suit and Joystick were playing, and I never heard of Ill Scarlet, so I wanted to check them out and stuff. So, and I wasn't sure if I could, like, get in to see a little bit of Filthy Radicals, who are super, like, they're a great band too. So, but I wasn't able to do that. So anyways, kind of got, because I've never been to Montreal before either, so, like, I don't know where anything is, and it's like, okay. So I was like, okay, you know what, I'm just going to focus on getting back. So I did, and that was good, and everything was good.
Well, it's... Yeah.
That was day one.
Yeah. Well, it is a quite a bit of distance from where you were at Turbo House to Cafe to Cleopatra. Including really long walks with possible blisters. So yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah. So anyway, like, yeah, we get back and stuff, and like, I'm a little tired and whatever, but I'm feeling okay, and, you know, go to bed, wake up the next morning, and that's when the blisters, like, arose.
Oh, God.
So I'm like, what's happened? So I'm, like, band-aiding them as much as I can, and, you know, putting, like, polysporin on them and making sure everything's okay, and, you know, this and that and the other thing, and I'm like, I'll be okay, I'll be fine. So, left there, and it was like, oh, like, want to walk around and kind of see where all of the venues are and how I can get to, you know, all of them, like, during the daytime when I can see the street signs a little better. So a lot of it was like, oh my gosh, it's right there, this is right there, this is over here, you know.
So it was like all of the venues.
Okay, yes,
yeah, if you're on St. Catharines, they're all, like, lined up right there, except for the ones that are on St. Denis.
Right. Yeah. And even then, like, it's not too far.
It's not far.
Walk. Like, it's very, everything's very close when you get your bearings.
Yes.
For sure, which is amazing. Like, it's so nice to be able to go to different,
venues.
Hop different venues, see different people and all that kind of stuff. So that was really cool. But, yeah, there's a, like, I think it's Place d'Arts, mm-hmm. Right there too, and they have a bunch of interactive like art exhibits and yep. stuff at the top of the stairs. So there are these, like, yeah, it's so cool, like these, like, kaleidoscopy things that you, like, spin, and there's chimes in them. There's an interactive, like, keyboardy type deal where you, like, you step on a strip of tape and it makes a sound. You step on another one and it makes a different sound. You know, so it was a lot of fun. And they have bikes you can ride that'll, you know, make a tune kind of thing. I didn't do that. I wanted to, but it was like, I'm wearing a skirt, and if I do that, I'm flashing everybody. So I don't want to get, like, I don't want to do that right now. So, so anyway, that was cool. And, went to the merch mall area that was being held at, the Foofs. And
the Booths is my favorite venue.
Oh my God.
Favorite.
I love it so much. I would have to agree with you. Like, I went to a couple other ones. Like, again, love Turbo House, and, like, Cafe Big Trouble was really cool. But, like, oh my God. Like, there's air conditioning.
Booths actually has gotten better and better as things have gone in there. So last time I went to Pooza was last year. And, because originally Foos was just the main area, and then sometimes they'll have things on the first floor, like, you know, acoustic things and, you know, stuff. But last year they opened up, like, the side room. So there was, like, literally, like, bands going on and off, on and off. So you could theoretically park at Foos and just, like, move from side to side. Just to see bands, which is, like, kind of awesome for, like, when I went.
Yeah. It's laid out so well.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah. My God, it's awesome. I can say, like, definitively, I've never been in a venue like it. And there should be more like it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was so cool. But anyway, yeah, like, the merch mall was held in the bottom half of it, mm-hmm. on the ground floor. And, like, you know, there's a lot of different, like, stalls and different things set up, and it was really nice, like, walked around and met lots of people that, like, I know from online or, you know, had interacted with in some capacity online, I guess, before. And it was really nice to meet them in person. Like, well, I mentioned Mall Crimes earlier. Like, I met Lizzie and Asia of Teens in Trouble, and they were super nice. And again, like, that band absolutely kicks ass. You should check them out. They're great. The Filthy Radicals are just amazing. It was like, I bought a shirt and they're like, "Are you keeping hydrated?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then they were like, "Yeah." It was like just hype. It was great. I met the Hans Gruber and the Die Hards folks, who are absolutely stellar people. And yeah, it was a really cool place. They had a set, a couple tables set up from like PM Press, the book publisher. And they had so many books, and it was like, I need to buy everything. And then it was like, I can't because I need money. But I bought the Subhumans book, which I'm really excited about, because that was something I never thought I was going to be able to get the chance to read. So I'm very, very excited. But yeah, and then from there, like, got Krispy Kreme, which is delicious. You cannot go wrong with donuts.
Yep.
Which is, you know, like, the perfect festival food, because you can eat it when you're walking. you know?
You sound like a city dweller already.
This is what got me. This is partly why I got really sick when I was commuting, was because I was eating on like the subway and stuff, and I wasn't paying attention.
Oh no!
Because it was just like, you know, I need to get to point A, from point A to point B really quickly, you know, and I gotta get like sustenance in. So I've learned, but yeah. What are donuts but sweet bagels? but anyway, got those. And then I went and met up with Maddie Grace for a bit and said hey and everything. That was awesome. And yeah, went back to where I was staying and just kind of rehydrated. And I think that was it. I just had some water, and then it was like time to go eat.
The most important question is, did you put your feet up?
I think so. I don't remember. I sat down. I know I sat down to drink, and then I had like a bottle of water or two or something, and then it was like time to put the shoes back on and go. I wasn't wearing tights at this point. I had incredible Oh, actually, that's what I did. Yeah. I had to change at that point into what I was going to wear for the night. And I had to put on tights because I had incredible chafing. And it was like, if I don't wear tights, my legs are going to bleed.
Oh my God.
So it was like, okay, cool.
I am so sorry to our male listeners. You might not understand what it is to deal with thigh rub. And I'm sorry it has come to this, but this is stuff that we have to discuss sometimes.
It's a blessing and a curse.
Exactly. Yes.
But like, the only thing that that's ever had any success is wearing tights. everything else does not work. Like, I've tried the Glide stuff, and that just like washes off, and it's just like, oh my God. Deodorant is, don't do that because you're gonna get a rash. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
So anyway, yeah.
You might want to try bike shorts. That works for me.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. I need to get a pair. I think I have a pair. And I just need to kind of integrate them into the wardrobe.
Correct.
Kind of thing. Yes. So I changed. I drank and I changed and then I left. And so I really wanted to see like Maddie Grace's set at Cafe Big Trouble. And that was at like 6:15. So I'm like, okay, what do I have time to do? And it was like, I don't have time to get like a sit down food. I don't, you know, it was like A&W is right there. I'm getting A&W. And Montreal does fast food so much better.
Oh my God. Every time I go to Montreal, I eat like literally a possum. I just eat trash. And I'm so happy about it. And then I come back to the States. It's like, as soon as I cross the U.S. border, it's like, oh, I don't get trash food anymore.
You need like a delivery line.
Oh, my God. I can live with needing to making sure I go up there once a year-ish just to be a slob. Just as long as I have a pipeline for like records, I'm okay with that from Canada.
Come on, get the food and the records. Yeah.
Well, that's also my priority. So that might be different for other people. They might just love trash food up there all the time. But yeah, you know, there's something about being up there and them actually using sugar in things, like real sugar.
Do you not use real sugar?
Some of the products in the States is not real sugar. It's like high fructose corn syrup and stuff. Actually pretty funny because one of the times that my husband and I went to Canada, Montreal specifically, before we like came back, we purchased a couple of like sodas.
Yeah.
And brought them back home just to try it against the American versions of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're like Coke, you can find Coke with like sugar. Coke down here is like corn syrup.
Oh, wow.
Like things like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's real, real fancy. Last time I was in Montreal, I found some like weird sparkly, like it was some kind of like cosmic like Coke or something. And a lot of the times I'll like, whenever I see weird things, sometimes I'll buy it and I'll just try it. And it literally, whatever I bought last time I was up there, tasted like candy and it was delicious and ridiculous at the same time. When I was in Japan, I actually found a can of Jack and Coke.
Oh yeah, we have those here too.
Yeah, I don't think they're in the States yet, so I saw it in Japan and I was like, I must try this, and it was delicious. I'm not condoning alcoholic beverages at all, guys.
But this one was good.
Yes, good.
Yeah, but oh my God, like, I was so surprised. Like, I didn't think there'd be that much of a difference with fast food, and it's like, it's not that greasy. It's really good, and it tastes fresh, and like, the people at the fast food place were like, nice, you know? They didn't just kind of like grunt at you and like toss a burger at your head, you know? They were very nice. And throughout this whole trip, we kind of realized that it's like, yep, where you live isn't very it's very aggressive. That's not like necessarily just Toronto, it's, you know, but and obviously not all places in Southern Ontario are like that, but a lot of them are. So yeah, so that was amazing. It was so good. Like, ate on the steps, and that was super rad. And then I knew where I was going because I'd, you know, kind of done it earlier in the day. So I went to Cafe Big Trouble, which is, like, right by Turbo Host.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the wrong entrance.
Oh!
I went to the entrance under the stairs, and then I realized, oh, I have to go up the stairs? And I don't know why I went down.
What did you see?
Oh, it was just closed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, shoot, I have to go upstairs. So, like, I ran to get there because I was like, I don't want to miss her set. So get up the stairs and I get in and, like, she's just starting. I'm like, oh, shoot, okay. So I, like, go into the crowd and everything. And so, this was Maddie Grace's first acoustic show in, like, 3 or 4 years, which was really cool because she usually plays electric when she does solo stuff. So that was really cool because I saw her do solo stuff electric in Barrie last year, and that was super rad. So I was really excited for this and get in and everything. And the people that I'm standing beside have a baby.
Wait, they brought a baby to a punk show?
They did, yes.
That's amazing.
And
was the baby good?
For a while, and then the parents were like, I think we have to get the baby out.
Oh.
So they left. But like it was all cool. There was I don't remember what the joke was, but like there were a couple jokes made and it was funny and that was cool. And while Maddie was playing, like, Punk Rockette came over and said hey, and I was like hey, and that was really cool. It was really nice to meet her in person too, after, you know, kind of talking online for a little bit and everything. I was on her podcast, which was super cool. But anyway, yeah, Maddie absolutely killed it. Did solo stuff, did a Cluttered song, did a Crisis Party song. It was really, really awesome. And yeah, then after that, hung out and I finished my fries and that was good. And Teens in Trouble were playing at Turbo House. So I was like, I really want to see them. And I have never walked into this packed of a venue possibly ever. Well, I mean, until later on in the weekend, let's be honest. But it was like people from wall to wall. It was absolutely jammed, which was so good to see because they're amazing and they, you know, they definitely need that crowd. But there's not a lot of ventilation. So it got really, really hot really, really quickly. So I watched as much as I could. And yeah, I got a video, and if you like follow me on Instagram, you can see it. And it's basically just the disco ball, because Turbo House has a disco ball in the middle of the room, at the middle of the ceiling, I guess, not the middle of the room. And like that was like all I could kind of see, but they sounded amazing and it was awesome. So went out and hung out with some folks and that was really, really great. Cooled down, and then we walked to the Foofs, which was really fun. And when I got there was a band playing at the cabaret side of things that I was like, wait, who's that? Do I know them? And I went in and watched like a couple minutes of their set, and they were called Camp Trash. Believe they're out of Florida. I'd never heard of them before, but I really liked what I saw. It was really, really awesome. And then people were like started to file out of like No Trigger, who are playing on the other side, on the electric side. And I was like, oh, you know, I don't want to miss Single Mothers because I love Single Mothers. Single Mothers are hands down one of my favorite bands. If you've never been to a Single Mothers show, they are one of the most energetic live bands ever. They are like one of the most cathartic bands to see. So went in and like No Trigger was still playing. So I was like, oh, okay. So like I got a picture and just kind of left. Then that crowd was filtering out. Single Mother's crowd was starting to go in. Walking in, I was behind the band and people weren't letting the band through because they're still like filtering out and whatever. So eventually like the band got in and that was cool. And oh my God, it was it was wild. Like, I have a bruise on my shin that's almost the size of my shin and looks like a boot because I was, again, I love the band. When people start a pit to single mothers, they are intense. And I didn't want to be in the pit. I just wanted to kind of be like, you know, kind of, I'll push you in, but I'm just going to stand behind the pit, you know?
You want to be able to see, but not be touched so much.
Exactly. So I was kind of in like the line of defense.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, like, there's people like crashing in into everybody who's standing there. We're all like pushing them back and, you know, whatever, making sure everyone's okay and stuff. Then this guy, this guy, this was probably an accident. I'm going to go with this was an accident.
You're not accusing anyone of anything.
No, I'm not accusing anyone of anything. It's all peace. It's all love, whatever. But this guy was standing in front of me, and he wasn't really moshing. He was kind of doing it, kind of not. He was just kind of dancing and having fun. So it's like, you know what? Yeah, that's great. You know, go for it. Because I'm also dancing and having fun. And then I feel a crack, and he had started doing the kick dance.
Oh.
And had brought his foot back and like kicked me in the shin really hard twice. So like I said, I have a massive bruise that is pretty much fully a boot print on my shin. So at that point I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna go back. And I went to this festival with my mom because she likes a lot of like the music and she wanted to go and wanted to have a good time. And she likes single mothers. So I'm walking back to where she's standing, and she's not at the wall, but she has like a couple like rows in. And I go to make sure she's okay. And like, you know, there's people who are kind of like, we're going to protect you around her, which is awesome. I'm walking towards her and I see this person come out of absolute, and like, I'm walking towards her and all I see is her go like flying. And I'm like, what just happened? And I go over and like everyone's like around her is like really shocked and just kind of tightens up. She's fine. Everything's okay. You know, everything's good. But she, somebody had grabbed her and pulled her back.
Huh.
And she wasn't anywhere near the pit. And, I'm like, oh my God, like, are you okay? She's like, yeah, no, everything's fine. So, you know, that's good. And then we watched the rest of the show and that was awesome. And, you know, we're out of the main action, but they were, again, superb. They're an amazing live band. Absolutely love seeing them.
I'm glad someone was taking care of your mom in a way.
Yes. Like, I made sure, you know, before I went up that everything was okay. And then coming back was like, oh no, you know, like, what have I done?
No, but like, I think other people were probably like mindful that this is probably someone's mom.
Yeah.
And like, you know, oh, I see feet like in the air, like let me remove this person and put them in safety, because, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm where I would be, where your mom would be, aka the really don't touch me, maybe I'm geriatric and I'm parking my walker like section of the venue. So she's probably there. So she's probably like, oh, you know what? The kids are probably trying to make sure that she's doesn't get touched.
Yeah, I really appreciated it. Like, again, everybody that I met on the floor and at the shows was absolutely superb. They were so nice. So again, aside from the kick incident, which I'm sure was an accident, that's what I'm choosing to believe. So after that, it's like, well, Screaming Females were on next and we really wanted to see them too. So The electric portion has a balcony that you can go up and like stay at, sit or stand. There's a bar up there and whatever, and you can see the stage. So we went up there and watched Screaming Females, who are absolutely phenomenal, absolutely killed it. The band is amazing. Marissa Paternoster is just beyond, like she's incredible. She's
amazing. Is this your first time seeing them?
Yeah, I've never seen them before.
Where's Sean? Why is Sean seeing the hovercraft?
we need to throw something at him. But they were, I cannot, like, I was expecting them to, like, be amazing, and they were beyond amazing. Like, they were super, super rad. It was so cool. I did forget a couple bands that I saw at Cafe Big Trouble. I also saw a bit of a Sweet Anne Marie's set and a bit of Danny Boy's set. They're both like acoustic acts, and they're pretty neat too. But after Screaming Females, like wanted to stay for like Paint It Black and stuff, but it was kind of like maybe should like head back, just make sure everything's okay, and you know, so
you might want to shield your mother from everyone my age potentially screaming and rushing to the stage.
Yeah. So we ended up heading back after Screaming Females, and we got caught in the rain, which was really funny, walking back, because I wear glasses and the rain got collected, so I couldn't see. And it was so, it was really, really funny. I was trying to like navigate.
Oh my God, I did.
Everything was fine because I knew the route by then. Like I knew the area, so I was all good. But yes, yeah, so that was day two, and it was super. Lots of cool stuff happened, and met lots of cool people, and hung out with lots of cool people. And again, like if you have the chance to see, like, you know, Maddie Grace live, like solo or with one of her bands, like do it. If you have the chance to see, like, you know, Teens in Trouble or Single Mothers or Screaming Females or whatever, like go, like they're superb. But yeah, day three was
wait, do you want to play some songs before you get into the day three?
Ooh, probably. Yeah, do you, would you like to play yours?
Yeah, sure. So let's do, okay, so the last time I went to Pooza, which was last year, I went to go see this band called Belvedere. They are from Canada. So I'm going to play my favorite song, which is a really old one. It is called Subhuman Nature. It was, well, is off of their album Fast Forward Eats the Tape. So I'm going to play that jam for you. And let's see, might also do a Spanish love song. It's like, yeah, I guess you can't say that, you know, fast, really, really fast. But they recently just put out covers, so I'll play their cover of The Killers' Smile Like You Mean It. They also just literally announced a new record, so more to come from Spanish Love Songs.
Yes,
as I play more of their songs. And I'll get into this later, maybe, but one of my favorite things off of Long Island right now is Koyo. They literally just announced a new album, and they released a song called You're on the List, Minus One. Play that.
Ridicule ignorance. down the same streets that I did.
That makes no sense because it's not even organized properly. But, you know, there's a little chaos in everyone and apparently I don't have enough caffeine in me to deal with chaos right now, so you're dealing with it. Yeah, so we're going to go back to Em and her lovely story in day three at Pooza.
Yes, oh my god, okay. I had the best breakfast of my life on day three at Pooza. The best breakfast of my life.
Where did you go?
So this happened sort of by accident. We were looking for a bagel place. And because Google Maps is dumb.
Well, if listeners don't know, Montreal has pretty good bagels.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just saying.
They looked so, we got some from the store and they were really, really good. So I was like, I want to get like one from a bakery. But anyway, we got a little off course, but that was cool. We ended up in the village area, mm-hmm. which was really neat. Oh,
that is fun.
Oh my God.
It is so fun over there.
It's amazing. I like, oh my God. Yeah. Like those are the places that like you always have to seek out in the city, you know, because like they're just so cool. But anyway, yeah, there was a Cora restaurant there and I didn't know it was a chain restaurant. now I do. But we went in and the people were super nice and they were like, oh yeah, just, you know, give us a couple minutes. Like someone's just finishing up and we're like, yep. And went and sat down, and the menu was huge. They have a lot of things. They have a lot of things that all look so good, and this is why they're my favorite place ever. They have a section called Sweet and Salty.
Ooh.
Because I love having, like, something sweet for breakfast that also has potatoes, because breakfast potatoes are one of the best things in life, period. You cannot beat a good breakfast potato, like, for anything.
Well, it's good to kind of like balance out your palate, because if you have sweet and more sweet, you crash
so easy. Yeah, like this is, you're getting the fun carbs, but you're getting the substantial carbs at the same time.
Yes. Nonetheless, all carbs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all carbs are amazing. Like, no, not knocking any carbs. Like, any chance you have to eat carbs, do it, you know? So, I think it was called, like, a Jessica. It was a crepe that was filled with fruit and custard and had, like, whipped cream on it. And it came with breakfast potatoes and bacon and eggs and, like, toast. And I was like, oh, this is a lot of food. Like, holy shit, this is a lot of food. And then I was like, well, I haven't really been eating that much. So, not on purpose, just because of, you know, time gets away from you. But it was one of the best things I've ever eaten. The crepe was amazing. The custard was, like, vanilla, and it was so good. And the fruit was so fresh, and the potatoes were out of this world. The bacon was really good. The eggs were good. Like, the toast was amazing. So it was so good. It was one of the best meals I've ever had out, I think, in my life. It was delicious. Again, the people were so nice. And, like, what you were saying earlier with, like, being in France and the dessert and stuff, like, they didn't rush us at all. They were just like, you know, we were both very clearly done eating. Everything was, you know, we were just kind of talking. It was like, anything else? Like, you know, do you want the bill or do you want something else? And, you know, like, it wasn't anything. They didn't charge us for coffee.
What?
They didn't charge us for coffee.
That is amazing.
And they were just like the nicest people on earth. So that was so good. And then we just kind of walked around and saw some sights and checked out a park and just kind of experienced the city. And then at that point, it was like everything was catching up to me, where it was like, oh no, what's happening? So
I can't imagine doing a weekend festival more than 3 days. Like, I think I would literally pass out if I did a festival that was, like, a week long.
Oh, my gosh. Like, you'd have to pace yourself so much.
Yeah.
for like a week, because like I wasn't expecting to feel like that. I thought like, oh, I'm totally fine, like whatever, you know. And then it was, I kind of need to sit down.
Yeah.
So we ended up walking back and, you know, like again doing the same, like have some water, sit down, and then kind of figure out where to go, what to do. And again, like it wasn't like a huge break. I think it was maybe like 15 minutes or something. Like, you know, none of the breaks were that long. But anyway, like went and got like dinner, and that was the pizza again, because it was beyond delicious. It was like, oh my God, I will have dreams about this. I have had, I think, 3 pizzas in my life that I've dreamt about. And this is fast becoming like number one. But yeah, so like 8, and then Miss Chastity, but that was okay. And saw a golfer. We went to Foof's and saw a golfer. Golfer are amazing. They're like an emo math rock band. I saw them open for Pup at my first Pup show, and I bought a shirt from them, and it has one dog drinking and one dog smoking cigarettes. And I've had this shirt for years, and it's one of my favorite shirts. It's so comfortable. It's awesome. But seeing them again and like playing new material and older stuff and just everything, they were great. I love that band. They're so good. After them, it was like, okay, well, let's go up to the balcony and just kind of get a spot up there, because you know, we don't want a repeat of last night, you know.
No, we would like to have legs.
Yes, legs are important in this situation.
Correct.
So like went up to the balcony and got a really nice spot. It was like right under the fan or the air conditioner, whatever the cold air was. And it was just like, hallelujah, I love this place, I'm never leaving. And I just like stood my ground like pretty much all night, because it was like, I have found paradise. And Anxious came on, and it was interesting because I wasn't, like, I'd listened to them before, and it was like, you know, they're okay, like I don't mind them. Then they came out, they are absolutely nuts live. They're like jumping around the stage, they're running around, they're just incredibly energetic. They're getting the crowd like up and going, and like at one point there was like a full circle pit going in the crowd, and I was like, I'm glad I'm up here. They were really, really good. They were, again, one of my surprising bands of the weekend, because I didn't know what to expect from them. Like, and they were very good. The Anti-Queens was on next, and I love this band. I love this band so much. This was when I first started at Punk News, I was doing reviews, and I reviewed their EP and their album, and like just was listening to them kind of, you know, nonstop during that period. And they played some new songs that were absolutely stellar. They were just incredible, and Michael Krusty joined them on the bass, and Sarah of Among Legends was their main drummer, and then they brought out the drummer from The Creepshow for a couple songs, which was really cool. But again, they have so much energy. They did a Misfits cover, and just amazing. And then after that was the Dirty Nil, and the Dirty Nil again are among my favorite like bands, like hands down. They're the band I've seen the most, and I can't, like, I if you know there's an opportunity to see them, I can't pass that by. Like, I have a list of bands and artists that, you know, if they're playing nearby, I have to go no matter what. And it's interesting because a lot of them, again, played Pooza, which was super, right? Like Maddie Grace, like Single Mothers. So
sounds like a perfect storm for you.
It was so good. And like, I really hope I'm able to go back next year because it's like, okay, I know how to structure my days a lot better now. So I'll be able to see more bands, you know, and meet more people and like have a more sustainable time, I guess. for lack of a better like way to put that. But the Dirty Nil, again, are amazing. They are one of the best live bands that you can see right now. They have so much energy. They have so much passion about what they do. They played new songs. They played songs that, when this episode runs, will have been released because they're on their new album, Free Reign to Passions. They played old songs, like they played No Weaknesses. They played some stuff from Master Volume. It was just an amazing set all around. And this was the first time I saw them with their new bassist. He's been in the band for about probably a year now. The first song they released with him was Bye Bye Big Bear.
Mm-hmm.
And he is incredible because Ross left the band.
Yep.
To do his own thing. He was playing with Single Mothers when I saw them at Pooza. And again, like, Ross is awesome. Like, love Ross. But the Dirty Nil, the new bassist, he rocks. The whole band rocks. It was an absolutely incredible, incredible, incredible set. Then I went over to the cabaret side of things because Dollar Signs were going to play, and I really wanted to see Dollar Signs in Teenage Halloween.
Yes.
And Dollar Signs were fucking amazing. Like, they're so fun. There was, like, balloons going through the crowd. They have such a cool sound. Like, they're punky. They're kind of poppy. They have some synths. Like, they're really, really rad. And I'm so glad, like, I got to see them. I couldn't stay for their whole set because I felt like my body was going to explode, which I was really upset about. And then I went in and, like, you mentioned, like, you know, check out, like, a couple songs for the Bronx and stuff. I checked out, like, one song and it was like, oh, okay. Again, that venue, that side was absolutely crammed with people. There were so many people there.
Yeah, the Bronx seems to bring out the crazies in people. I've seen the Bronx in smaller venues and bigger venues, and every single time I see them, it is crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I think I saw them I don't think John was with me, but like for mm-hmm. Punk Rock Bowling when they came to New Jersey. And Matt, the singer, he was hopping from bar to bar. He was singing on the bars, which is nowhere near the stage. And I'm like, he's usually in the crowd. He's usually never on the stage. And, you know, mad props to him because he just does not care. And I love it. So I could only imagine what happened at Foof's. Like, I think Foof probably exploded. Because the one year I did see Iron Reagan.
Yes.
Let's just say there was no toilet tissue in any of the toilet stalls because they were all in the pit. It was just like streamer fest inside Foof's.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was the most amazing and chaotic thing I've ever seen in my life. I love Foofs. I love Foofs. I love chaos, apparently, tonight.
Tonight we choose chaos.
We crave chaos.
We're held up by pure chaos. That's it. That is all. But yeah, that was cool. So like, I stuck around for one song, and then yeah, it was the same thing. It was like, yeah, my back's gonna give out. I need to leave. because I had a small backpack thing that was carried too much water. Let's just phrase it that way. And stuff. So I was super bummed that I missed Teenage Halloween and that I missed like the rest of Dollar Signs and stuff. But it was like, I need to go lay down on something hard.
You're like, my body gave up. I was like, my young body just gave up on me.
Well, because like the other thing is like on the train and stuff, like you have to put your bags overhead.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I have to be able to do that with one very heavy suitcase and one very light suitcase. So it was like, I need to be able to function. You know,
you're like, I am doing all of the grueling grunt work. So if my back breaks in half, I can't do any of this stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're not leaving. Like,
I'm just going to be in this bed and we're just going to be one now. We live here.
Yeah, we have squatter's rights.
Exactly.
But anyway, like, again, what I saw that night was amazing and super, super awesome. Yeah, and then the next day it was just like traveling back and getting to the train station, and I had McDonald's at the train station, and I ate you gave me so many good recommendations, and I had every intention of going to them, and then it was just time got so like, just got so scrambled that it was like, okay, whatever's here is what I'm eating. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Knowing what I know now, I know how to plan a little better, and I know that venues have food. And one thing that I did really want to mention and really commend all of the venues that I went to for is the free water. Yep. They all had like the pumps or pitchers or jugs or whatever that you could just go up and fill yourself, and the water was always cold and it was always refreshing and it was absolutely amazing. It was a lifesaver. So can't say enough about that. It was all free, and I can't say enough about that. It was beyond amazing. The people who put on the festival do a great job. You know, and think of lots of stuff. And yeah, it was the same thing, like, you know, seeing all these like secret shows and stuff happening. And it's like, oh my God, like, I want to go to that. You want to go to this. I want to go to this, you know, and it was, it was everything. That was just so cool. So again, I had an absolutely amazing time this year. I met a lot of amazing, super cool people, saw lots of incredible bands, hung out with lots of really, really, really rad folks. And yeah, I'd love to go again. So thank you again for all of your PUZA guidance.
No problem. Well, Em, why don't you play some songs?
All right. So I have three songs to play for you. I have Such a Drag by Barry's very own Heavy Petter. This is the band that includes Casey and Corey of Tarantula Tapes. And yeah, I saw them at PUZA, like I mentioned. They are an amazing band. I don't think I've played much of them, so wanna, you know, fix that. And the song's off their 2019 album of the same name. It's super, super awesome. You should give it a listen. Then after that, I'm going to play Sunshine by Taxi Girls. Taxi Girls are a punk rock trio from Montreal. I did want to see them at PUZA, but ended up missing them next year. The song's off their upcoming debut EP called Coming Up Roses, and that'll be out on July 7th. The song's super punky. It's like really catchy. There's a hook that has every member singing, which is really cool. It's a great song, and I can't wait to hear more from them. And then going to close out my block of songs with Dollar Signs doing Nihilist Gundam. So they're from North Carolina. Like I said, what I saw of their set at PUZA was absolutely superb. It was funny that I forgot to mention, when they were on stage, they told a story that they were stopped at the border because they had fake money that was stamped with like their logo and stuff. And like, it was very clearly a merch thing, but the border guards were like, this is counterfeiting, and like took their merch and kind of like gave them a hard time. So, you know, there it's punk, it's power pop, there's like synths, like it's awesome. There's a really cool slow breakdown at the end of the song. And yeah, the song's off their 2021 LP Hearts of Gold, so enjoy.
we're back! We just played a lovely block of songs from M. Moore. We played some Dollar Sign, some Heavy Petter, and some Taxi Girls. Yeah, I think that's what happened. yeah, so M had, seems like she had a great time at Pooza. I was actually pretty shocked because it looked like our Instagram page was popping last weekend or that weekend. It looked like John was not fixing a hovercraft because Em had it. So he was out and about at shows in Philadelphia. Em was out and about in Montreal frolicking and doing Em things. And apparently I lost my damn mind and went to 6 shows in 5 nights while working a full-time job. Yeah, apparently my brain tells me I'm still 18 years old and I can still do this. But my body and my brain is tired. So tired. But at least now I'm aged and wears insoles to all of these shows. So it was almost like I had a mini fest, but not. I still wish I was at Pooza, but that's okay.
Next year.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. So I was able to see Kevin Devine, one of my favorites. He played, I'm pretty sure it's Makes the Clocks Move. Is it? I'm not even sure anymore because I've lost my damn mind. hold on. I have to look this up because I'm that old. Yeah, Makes the Clocks Move. That happened. That album means the world to my husband and I because literally we grew up listening to Kevin Devine. He finally admitted that he's from Staten Island, so I was very happy to be in the room when he said that. So we went there, and then the next night, we saw No Pressure. Kind of pop-punk-ish, kind of cool. I think I played them here before. Yeah. And Koyo, I just literally played their latest single that literally came out the day that I saw that. Also, No Pressure released a song literally the day that I saw them as well. I don't know if that was coincidental, planned, or whatever, but I found it real cool. I was standing in the geriatric, I'm parking my walker section of the venue because I did not want to be touched because all of the videos that I actually recorded, there was literal kids stage diving one after another. It looked like the sea lions at a zoo was practicing. It was so great and so fun. It hurt my insides to watch it because I don't like when they, the kids fall into the ground. Yeah, but you know, you're fine. but yeah, no, that was a super fun night and they played very, very well. And, they played at, Le Poussin Rouge in Manhattan. It was actually funny because I was outside the venue, waiting for my husband to drink his like 5th coffee of the day. I'm actually exaggerating. It's probably the 3rd because he consumes a lot of coffee. And everyone was walking by, just staring at the venue going, what's going on here? Like every looky-loo of Manhattan, New York. So yeah, that happened. The next day I went to go see Super Heaven because they were celebrating the anniversary of their album Jar, another album that I love so much from them. So I had to be there. They played with Cloakroom. It was a great night. And, it ended around like 9:30 or something like that. And me and my husband, we bolted to go to Ridgewood, Queens to go see Markmen at TVI for their late show. They actually played two shows in New York because I'm so fortunate. Markmen is flipping fantastic. I don't even know if they are ever going to play. So my husband made it a point to make sure that we were there, and we got there. Pretty much the room is super tiny, super cute, and filled with everyone older than I am, and the entire room moved during Markmen. So I was very, very thrilled that they got like a response at 12 o'clock midnight by all of these like older punks when I should be asleep in my bed, but I'm not. And then the next night, yeah, it's, you're starting to see a pattern that I went out too much. We went to go see Rival Schools. Rival Schools is a Walter Streichholz band. You know, the man and the person in Gorilla Biscuit. So we saw that on a Saturday, and that was great. So great. Somerset Thrower opened for them, and I really, really love Somerset Thrower. They're from Long Island, and a band called Praise. Praise is amazing. I was super thrilled that they were opening the show. I have not seen them yet, and I was super, super thrilled to finally have caught them because I love them so much. I was very, very excited about that show, and I looked forward to that show for a really long time. So that happened, and the Sunday, we went to go see Error Type 11 at St. Vitus. They're really cool. They're like an older band from, I think, New York City. And they had a Pilot to Gunner open, and they had a Somerset Thrower open, and they had one other band open that was like members of a whole bunch of people. Like, I think they're like a super group or something. Hold on, I'm like looking it up because I can't remember anything anymore. It should be bad, right? Attempt Survivors. That's
okay.
Aisha Hellman, Six Going on Seven, and Big Collapse. They were actually pretty good. I'm not necessarily into all of that type of music, but they were actually decent from what I can tell for a couple songs. So, yeah, that closed out my non-festival weekend.
Well, it's kind of a festival. You made your own festival.
Yeah, I made my own very expensive festival without leaving the New York City area. Although I did wish that I traveled to Montreal to eat all of the foods. What I have learned with all my festing is I need to schedule all of the places that I love to eat. I need to schedule it into my day so I make sure that I go. I've gone to Montreal for like almost every year for a really long time. The first Pooza I went to Montreal was Pooza 2.
Nice.
Yeah, and that Pooza was insane because I think we had like a really large contingent of punk newsers up there, like Kira and John Flynn and Adam White even came.
Oh, nice.
So we were wreaking havoc together. Yeah. And, of course, Kira and I and some mutual friends of ours and my husband, we were pretty much lined up in foofs, like right on the stage for the best night of my life, which was like the Flatliners, Broadway Calls, Hot Water Music, and the Bouncing Souls and the Menzingers all on the same stage.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. I lost my mind. I still talk about that one Pooza like it was yesterday. I sound like a grandma. Damn. But yeah, no, it is one of the highlights of my life. And I love it so much. But yeah, no, Poofs is my favorite. That show was my favorite for many, many reasons, because I think you all know how much I love the Bouncing Souls and how much I love Hot One Music and how much I love pretty much all of the bands I just listed together ever.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe next year we'll be a Pooza together.
Next year, yes. I am so up for it. It's not even funny. We're going to eat hot dogs. We're going to eat poutine. We're going to eat pizza. It's going to be good.
No. We actually have to get a Pooza.
Yes. I miss that. And I was so mad. But no, it looked... I saw a video of it on the Pooza Instagram later on that night. And it was like... Ooh, yeah, you're right. That's a lot of food.
Yeah, it's a meal in itself.
It looks good. It's a lot.
Yeah, I told you. So full disclosure, M emailed me and said, give me all your food recommendations since I've been up there for a gazillion years.
Yes.
It's kind of ridiculous because my friends all pretty much say I go to Montreal too often, that I have normal, like, regular spots that I frequent. like, you know, every time you visit a city, you need to make sure you go here for something, right? I have normal spots, and I don't even live there. But anyways, I sent M an entire list of places to go and get trash food. Because I am a possum, apparently. I think next year we're going to have to show you the ways of eating all of the other trash food that's not on the St. Catharines.
Yes, I think so. I'm very up for that. I'm very up for that.
Yeah. I think we've talked long enough. What do you think, Em?
I think John's just finishing up with the hovercraft, so... We better give that a test run.
Yeah, I think we're just all going to get in the hovercraft and ride into the swamps and see if an alligator eats us. So we're going to leave you here with us bantering about nothing and hovercrafts and stuff. So, Em, do you have any last words for us?
If you're at a show and you're going to do the kick thing, please make sure that you are away from all people before you do the kick thing, and maybe consider not doing the kick thing. That's my PSA. Sam, any closing words?
We need to never talk about this kick thing ever again, guys. I'd rather you pick up chain if you want, and please do not injure M or I. Thank you.